say, voy shiv loy si call me. Mate shtoichachi umate mi. Loy say, voy shiv loy si call me. Mate shtoichachi umate mi. I bow over your soul and I am me. When even so, I hear all day long. Hey, bow over your soul and I am me. When even so, I hear all day long. Say voy shiv loy si call me. Mate shtoichachi umate mi. Loy say voy shiv loy si call me. Mate shtoichachi umate mi. I bow over your soul and I am me. When even so, I'll tell you love. Bo, 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 Yechesu, ani yeyami. When even so, I'll tell you love. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'Yoylam Voet. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'Yoylam Voet. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'Yoylam Voet. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'Yoylam Voet. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'Yoylam Voet. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'Yoylam Voet. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'Yoylam Voet. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'Yoylam Voet. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'Yoylam Voet.
Okay, we've been listening to several recordings from an album. It's called In the Palace of the King. It is from a CD from 1965. 1965 is 55 years ago. Many of you are aware that his first album came out in 1959. This is one of the few albums with a full orchestra. And if you note from the first hour, towards the end, V.S. McHugh and Cole Brama were also from the album in the palace of the king. Okay, he was only 69 years old, 69 when he died in 1994, but his music certainly is living on. Let's go to some of his some of my favorite recordings of his stories, which you really have to listen to.
You know, Nishamlin Dari, and all of your beautiful children, what is the most godlike act in the world? Giving. When a person has the privilege to give, you're so close to God. I'd like to share a few stories with you. You know, Nishamandari, I told you that my father, Yosede, he was telling stories all the time. And this is one of the stories I heard from his holy mouth a lot of times. It's a true story. In the old cemetery in Krakow, and I had the privilege to be there. What a place, so holy, so awesome, so sad and yet so full of life. It sounds like the darkest night and it's heaven. Under a tree outside the cemetery, there is a lonely grave, and it says, "Panit man Yosele, Kamsen Kodosh." Here lies Yosele, the holy miser. You hear, children? What a gravestone! Here lies Yosele, the holy miser. It was 1550. We were so persecuted. We were so poor. We lived in the ghetto in Krakow, but there was one rich Jew, and his name was Yosele. But he was the greatest miser in the world. His whole life, he never gave one penny to one Jew. And you know something? He must have a heart of stone. You know, my beautiful friends, a miser is not part of the world, because the world is created by God. If you're not giving, you're not part of society. Who would say good Shabbos to him? Who would bless him as a good year? When Yosele walks the streets, people throw stones at him and call him a dirty miser. One day the burial society was told, Yosele is dying. They rushed to his bedside and they said, Yosele, you never gave a single penny to the poor. It's your last chance. Give us 1,000 rubles. That'll be the money for your grave and we will give it to the poor. But Yosele, obviously at the heart of stone, he says, I cannot afford more than 50 rubles. They got so angry at him and they said, Yosele, you can't take the money with you anyway. But he says, no, I'm not giving more than 50. They said, okay, Yosele, we are not going to bury you. He just smiled and he says, I was daring myself. I did a lot of things by myself. They said, if you don't give 1,000 rubles, we will not bury you. They got up to walk out. At that moment was his end. He said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. God is one. But it was so ugly because they thought, I guess he's thinking about the money he saved. They walked out and they kept their word. Yosela died Sunday night. They didn't bury him on Monday. They didn't bury him on Tuesday. They didn't bury him Wednesday all day. Wednesday night, one of his neighbors decided we can't let him lie there. He has a wife and children. After midnight, not to be noticed, single-handed he threw Yosela on a wagon, drove out to the cemetery, buried him outside the cemetery under a tree. So you think that's the end of the story? Open your hearts, friends. Yosela, 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 join me. Yosela, Yosela. At the time of Yosela, the chief rabbi of Krakow was one of the great Kabbalists, one of the holy of holiest, and his name was Reb Kalman. Late Thursday night, a poor man knocked on his door and he said, Reb Kalman, give me some money to buy food for the holy Shabbos, Lekovet Shabbos. Reb Kalman says, I'll be so happy to give you some money, but why today? I know you for so long. You never asked me. And he says, Reb Kalman, I want you to know. For 20 years, I don't have a job. Can't make a living. But every Thursday morning, under my broken door, under my broken heart, my broken life, there is an envelope. It's 5 rubles. And on the envelope it says, Lekovet Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. But not today. But not today. 2 minutes later, there was another knock on the door. The poor man says, Rebbe, give me money for Shabbos. Where were you last week? Huh. For the last 10 years, every Thursday morning under my broken door, there's an envelope. It's 2 rubles. That night, all the poor people came. And everybody told of that envelope. One envelope was 5 rubles, another envelope was 2 rubles, another envelope was 10 rubles. Lekovet Shabbos. Join me, all of you, with all your hearts. Yosela, Yosela. God will see holy. Yosalem. Yosalem. Yosalem, the holy miser. Reb Kalman was so broken. Reb Kalman was so broken. We didn't even bury him. But above all, he says to the poor people, I don't understand. How did he know you so well? The one who gave 2 rubles, the one who gave 5, the one who gave 2. So this is what they told him. Every poor man once in his life thought, maybe I'll get through to Jerusalem. So every one of the poor people at one time in their life, they knocked on the door of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, the holy miser, opened the door with so much love, so much sweetness. They opened their hearts, and Jerusalem said, please sit down and tell me everything. Take a pencil and a paper and write down, what's your name and sweetest deed? What's your name? He would say, my name is Avremele. What do you do, Avremele? I'm a water carrier. What street do you live on? Would write it down. How many children do you have? I have 10 children. Hi, Avremele, my heart is bleeding for you. You must be starving. How much do you need a week to live? And Avremele would say, Jerusalem, if you only have a heart, please give me 5 rubles every week to keep my children alive. Jerusalem would bring in some wine and some cake, talk about everything in the world. And suddenly, like he got crazy. Jerusalem was a strong person and picked up Avremele and threw him down the steps, and he says, don't you ever dare coming back. You really think I'm crazy? You think I, Jerusalem, will give you my precious money? Get away from here. Avremele would go home and tell his wife he is crazy. But Thursday morning, there was an envelope under Avremele the water carrier's door to keep his children alive. The covered Shabbos. Reb Kalman was beside himself. Reb Kalman was crying. He says to the poor people, Rabbi Yosele supported all of us. He kept all of you poor people alive. We didn't bury him. And your children, whom he kept alive, would throw stones at him whenever he walks. Kalman announced on Shabbos this Sunday, it'll be a fast day. Everyone has to be here to ask Yosele for forgiveness. The whole community came. All day Sunday they were crying, Yosele, holy miser, Yosele, forgive me, Yosele, bless me. Just about sunset, and Reb Kalman says to the people, I have a feeling we didn't reach him yet. Reb Kalman opened the holy ark and he yelled and he cried from the deepest depths of his heart, and he says, Yosele, the holy miser, please give me a sign that you forgive us. Reb Kalman fell to the floor, and people thought, God forbid, he had a heart attack, but he was just asleep. And in his dream, he saw Yosele, but not the way he is here, but the way he's shining up there in heaven. And Yosele says, Reb Kalman, please tell all my brothers and sisters to go home. There's no need to ask me for forgiveness. I wanted it this way. They wanted to have the privilege to give without anybody knowing, only the one who knows everything. I wanted him to know. Please tell the poor people, I thank everyone who ever came to my house to visit me. thank you so much for pouring out your heart to me. And please tell them I'm here in paradise. I'm sitting next to Father Abraham, next to Holy Mother Sarah. I have everything, but there's one thing I need. There's one thing I'm missing. I would give up all of paradise for just one more Thursday morning. They know poor people in heaven. They know broken doors in heaven. They are not envelopes, look over Shabbos. Tell the poor people I miss them. The comment says, Yosele, how did it feel to be buried all by yourself? Haha, Yosele smiled. I'm Kalman. Believe me, I was not alone. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, the four holy mothers, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, they were all there. King David walked behind me playing a song. Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu Tishbi, Eliyahu Gilodi, held the candle in front of me. You hear all the children, all of you. It's not the end of the story. This was 1550, 1974. I received an invitation to represent the Jewish religion at an ecumenical meeting somewhere in the Midwest. It was so beautiful. The conference was supposed to last for 1 week. And every religion has one night to host all the other religions. And since the Jewish religion is maybe the oldest, they give us the honor of being the host the first night. The rabbi in that city happens to be a very wonderful rabbi. He organized a kosher meal for all the members of the conference. There was so much love in the air, so much sweetness, so much respect for each other. I noticed a bishop, and he came as his assistant bishop, and he told me, my name is Joe. There was something so special about him. He was shining. I wanted to tell a Chassidish story, but I decided to tell the story of Yosele, the holy miser. Since I heard it from my father, let me give it over to them. I told the story of Yosele, the holy miser. There were so many tears. Next day, the Catholics were supposed to be the hosts, but something went wrong with the kitchen and the church, and they asked the rabbi to have another kosher meal. But I was not the host, so I was sitting in a corner. Joe, the assistant bishop, came up to me and he says, I want you to know, the story you told yesterday was so beautiful. The bishop couldn't sleep all night, and I'll never be able to tell you how much it means to me. But please, The bishop invites you to tell the story one more time. I told the story again and again. The eyes were filled with tears. Her heart was filled with depth. I was there for a whole week. The last night I gave a concert for the whole university. The second before I go on stage, Joe the bishop comes to me and I saw he's beside himself. He's crying. He says, please don't think I'm crazy, but I must hear the story one more time. I promise after the concert, I will tell you my story. Join me, da da da, da da da, da 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 da. There were about 5,000 students at the concert, and I'm sure everyone was a few inches closer to heaven. Then he told the story of Yosel, the holy miser, and again there was an ocean of tears. I'll never forget it as long as I live. After the concert, Joe, the assistant bishop, and myself, we went for a long walk. We walked for a long time in silence. Suddenly, Joe the bishop stopped and he says, I'm sorry to tell you, I was lying to you. My name is not Joe. My name is Yosel from Krakow. I want you to know, my mother was found half dead in Dachau, an American soldier took a liking to her, took her with him to America, he cured her, and then he married her under the condition that she'll never tell the children that she is Jewish. My father's a very devout Catholic, so you see, I'm an assistant bishop. A few weeks ago, my mother called me and she says, the doctor gave me 3 more days to live. I'm very sick. Please come immediately. I cannot leave this world until I tell you my story. I came to her bedside, and this is what she said. Forgive me. I was lying to you. Your name is not Joe. Your name is Yosel from Krakow. I named you after my holy father. Cousin is a Chosid, the holy of holiest, one of the richest Jews in Krakow. His house was like the house of Abraham. Poor people ate there, they lived there. They gave everything away. And we are descendants of Yosel, the holy miser. And my father was named after Yosel. Yosel from Krakow. For 3 days, my mother told me everything what she knew. but even what she didn't know, she told me how holy it is to be a Jew. She told me Shabbos and Yontev, Yom Kippur and Mustara. She told me all about my Zayde, about my grandfather, about my grandmother. She told me everything there is and everything there isn't. After 3 days she left the world. She held my hand and she said, Joe, don't forget, you're not Joe. You're Yosef from Krakow. You're Yosef from Krakow. He says to me, I was so torn apart. Didn't know what to do with myself anymore. On one hand, I'm Joe the Bishop, but I'm also Yosef from Krakow. Here I am, a devout Catholic. This is my career. I put my whole life into it. But yet, I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Jew. Didn't know what to do with myself. 2 weeks ago, I was up all night begging before God, before the only one. And this is what I said. Master of the world, give me a sign what you want me to be. And I said, if someone comes to me and just says the words, Yosef from Krakow, that'll be my sign that you want me to be a Jew. Can you imagine? He says, here I'm coming to this ecumenical meeting, and the first thing I hear is Yosef from Krakow. Yosef from Krakow. He says, I swear to you, I saw my holy mother standing behind you. I could see her tears flowing over your forehead. And when you said the story, Yosef from Krakow, I knew. My mother reminding me that I'm not Joe anymore. I'm Yosef from Krakow. He put his hand in his pocket. He pulled out a ticket. It says New York to Lviv. He says, tomorrow morning at dawn, I'm leaving. I'm not taking anything with me. I'm flying to New York. New York to Lviv. You will not hear from me for a long time because I know my father will call the international police to look for me. And I don't ever want my father to know that my mother told me that she's Jewish, because he really did save her life. But one thing I promise you, if the one, the only one, will give me the privilege to marry you, Yerushalayim, the holy city, the night before the wedding I will go to the holy wall and I will write you a letter. Whenever I came to Yerushalayim, I'm looking for Joe the Bishop, but how could I recognize him? I'm sure by now he has a beard and payas, and he doesn't have a big cross hanging down his neck anymore. I couldn't find him. 1979. So many years later, one day I'm going to my office, and I'm holding a letter in my hands. One side it says my name. On the other side it says Yosef from Krakow. Now Yerushalayim, the holy city. I'll be shaking until Mashiach is coming, just remembering when I opened the letter. And this is what it says. To my friend and brother Shlomo, thank you for all eternity to remind me that I am not Joe, that I am Yosef from Krakow. I want you to know I look like my Zayde. I learn Torah like my Zayde. I have pears in a beard like my Zayde. I have tzitzis like my Zayde. I love Shabbos like my Zayde. Now night I marry a girl who in my dreams looks like my Bobbe. So holy, so beautiful, a heart of gold. And here I'm by the holy wall, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm writing to you to thank you. Let me bless you to remind all the Joes you're not Joe, you're Yosele from Krakow. This is I, Yosele from Krakow. So full of light by the holy wall and the holy city Yerushalayim. Da la 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 la. You know, my beautiful friends, we so misjudge others. We don't know, what's going on in the heart of another human being. Unless you love them the most, you'll never know. You know, in the 60s, in the summer, on my way to Israel, I would always stop in Europe, without mentioning names of the city. There was one chassidische besmedrish, give me a little taste how Europe was before the Second World War. And especially Shabbos morning, the davening was so good. I'm walking in Shabbos morning to the synagogue, and the chazan has no voice at all. Not only doesn't have a good voice, his songs make no sense. And he can't even read, he's skipping words. I was so disgusted. It was clear to me, most probably a rich man, and he wants to be the cantor, he wants to be the chazan. He gives a few rubles to the synagogue and they let him pray. And I thought, oh, how disgusting. I decide I'm not going to daven with him. I go in a corner and daven by myself. But you know, when they take out the Torah, you want to kiss the Torah? And walk up to the bima and open your hearts, friends. I saw the chazan holding the Torah, and two people are holding the chazan. I asked somebody, why are they holding him? And they said to me, don't you know? He is a blind chazan. He was one of the greatest tenors in Europe before the war. He was the chazan in Lemberg. It was in Auschwitz. He lost his voice. He lost his eyes. I looked at him. I saw scars all over his face. They whipped him over his face. I was so ashamed of myself. He kept on telling me he didn't want to daven anymore. He says, I don't know the words. People said, no, we remember you're davening from Lemberg. Please honor us one more time. I mean, friends, can you imagine how he was praying? I'll never daven like this on Yom Kippur. I was so ashamed of myself. So when he passed by with the Torah, instead of kissing the Torah, I kissed his hands. And you know, Neshama Lindarib, and sometimes you're at the end, God have compassion upon you. I absolutely didn't have a place for myself anymore. When I kissed his hand, he turned to the people who were with him and he says, "Who kissed my hand?" They said, "Schleimer Karlbach." He stopped and he says, "Schleimerle, I like your melodies. Give me back my soul." I stayed an extra week and I took long walks with him. But you know what happened after that? 4 weeks later, I was told the blind chazan has a new position. He's a chazan in Gan Eden.
You know, friends, everyone knows, benching licht, kindling the holy lights before Shabbos, is fixing the home out. And God entrusted to our holy mothers, our holy sisters, to kindle the light of Shabbos. And you will ask me, isn't Shabbos by itself such a great light? Isn't Shabbos, like the Talmud says, a torch? Why do you need a little candle? But you see, you're asking with the mind of 6 days of the week on Shabbos. Yes, Shabbos is a great light, but the little candle, the little fire is so precious before God. So here's a story which I would like to share with you. Everybody knows, when our holy mothers kindle lights, when our holy sisters kindle lights, that one moment there is no wall between them and God. There is no wall between them and their husband and their children. There is no wall between them and all of Israel. There is no wall between them and the whole world. What a moment. So our mothers, now bless your children. I bless your children. You should always stand next to your mother. When your holy mother's kindling lights. What a moment, what a moment. The deepest moment in Shabbos. So here's the story. In Viladnik, 150 years ago, by the holy Viladnik. Heilige Rabbi Schola Viladnik, one of the greatest pupils, one of the greatest chassidim of Rav Motel at Chernobyl. You know, sad enough today we're living in a different world. Sad enough, so many marriages break up, so many hearts are broken, so many windows just knocked out. But in the time of the Viladniki, 150 years ago, it barely happened. One day the holy Viladniki is told that the wife of one of his chassidim moved back to her parents. He was so heartbroken. He called the woman, and this is what he said. "I want you to know husband loves you so much. He's up all night in the synagogue, reciting the Psalms and praying that you should come back to him because he loves you so much. So I'm begging you, please, 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 go back to your husband who loves you. And this is what she said. Rebbe, let it be clear to you, I didn't leave my husband because I don't love him. On the contrary, I love him so much. But God didn't bless us yet with children. And a house without children is more destroyed than the holy temple. A house without laughter, without crying of children. So lonely, so empty. I couldn't bear it anymore. So I went home. But Rebbe, if you want me to go back to my husband, bless me with children. But she was a very clever woman. She says, Rebbe, if you bless me with children, bless me to have a son like you. And the holy Veletniker smiled and he said to her, I'll be so happy to bless you to have a son like me. But you have to promise me something. If you will be a mother like my mother, then you have children like me. Let me tell you about my mother. Should never happen to any child in the world. My father left the world when I was 7. And I had a brother, only 5 years old, when my mother was taking care of us. My mother was so good to us. God, was she sweet. God, was she holy. God, was she beautiful. One morning, she woke up and she said, Yisroel, come and die again. Yisroel, my precious son, please bring me a prayer book. I have to pray, but I'm too sick to get out of bed. I brought my mother the prayer book, and she held it in her holy hands. And this is what she said. Master of the world, Tate Zisa Heilige Tate, I'm so sick, I can't even pray. But master of the world, you know the truth. If I won't take care of my children, there's nobody else who will take care of them. So just for the sake of my children, Tate Zisa, the master of the world, make me well. I swear to you, she got up and she was well. One more story about my mother. Can you imagine how many tears my mother shed, how many prayers she offered when she kindled the lights before Shabbos? When I was so little, but yet I knew, the only one who prayed more than my mother was the high priest on Yom Kippur and the Holy of Holies. So one Friday, she was crying so much, and I guess she bent over the candles, her tears fell on the candles. When she opened her eyes, it was already Shabbos. There were no more candles. The tears extinguished the fire. And my mother said, Master of the world, Heilige Tat in Himmel, I can't live without the light of Shabbos. Master of the world, Master of the world, Shabbos, without my Shabbos the Kelecht. But it's already Shabbos, so I'm begging you, Master of the World, please you, Master of the World, rekindle my lights, rekindle my Shabbos the Kelecht. The Villainic says, I swear to you, I saw a hand coming from heaven, rekindling the light of Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Dein, 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 dein,
Rachamon hu yokim yokim lonu esukas tovit anai foles. Rachamon hu yokim yokim lonu esukas tovit anai foles. Rachamon hu yokim lonu Esukas tovid anoi foles. Rachamon hu yokim lonu. Esukas tovid anoi foles. Rachamon hu yokim, yokim lonu. Esukas tovid anoi foles. Rachamon hu yokim, yokim lonu, esukas tovit anoi foles. Rachamon hu yokim lonu, esukas tovit anoi foles. Rachamon Yokim lonu, esukas tovit.